coming to you live from stage 773 in Chicago, Illinois, it's the Bronson's Lozenges Astounding Imagination Showcase Extravaganza!
Bring up a china and that new bearskin rug. Soak up the fire and give your daddy a hug. Now make yourself comfy and open your ears for the greatest show you're bound to hear in years.
We'll go sailing the high seas and shoot through the stars. Fight off some bad guys and maybe visit Mars. All these adventures you'll soon come to know.
Thanks to the Bronson's Lozenges Astounding Imagination Showcase Extravaganza Radio Show.
We know all things are possible if we can just believe it. Bronson's Lozenges believes them most of all. So come listen here a while and all your troubles will relieve. And if you need a lozenge, you know who to call.
Yes, you know who. So go tell your siblings and find all your friends. It's time for a fun time where adventure never ends. Bring in your grandpa and why not your dog? Let your neighbors sit there like a bump on a log.
So forget all the bad times, cause good times are here. We turn from boring life now to excitement we steer. We'll laugh and we'll cry at the high times and low.
Here on the Bronson's Lozenges Astounding Imagination Showcase Extravaganza Radio Show. That's right, the Bronson's Lozenges Astounding Imagination Showcase Extravaganza Radio Show. Time for the Bronson's Lozenges Astounding Imagination Showcase Extravaganza Radio Show.
On the wacky supernatural adventures of Clark and Belmont.
Give it to me straight, Dr. Clark. Will I ever be able to play the piano again?
No, Mr. Belmont. I'm afraid not.
Oh, that's good.
That's good?
Yeah, my teacher makes me bring my own piano to my lessons, and she lives up on the seventh floor.
Will you? But wait a minute. This isn't what happened last time. We're not doctors in some
generic hospital.
We ain't?
No, we ain't. I am a heroic barbarian, and you are my faithful sidekick, a lowly thief.
Yeah, that's who we are. Only, I'm pretty sure I'm the dashingly handsome heroic hero, while you're my faithful but dirty sidekick.
I'm pretty sure that I'm the hero at the helm of this story.
Wait a minute. Did you say helm? Clark!
Mrs. Wilhelm!
Boys! I'm trying to fall asleep. Now, why don't you make yourselves useful and tell me the story of why we are currently in this cage made out of bamboo? And why I am using this bonobo as a pillow?
Oh, right. Well, we had been taking a trip to see a world-famous doctor on the island of Port Sapuesto.
Because of Mrs. Wilhelm's horrible case of halitosis.
Which we did not realize was just bad breath.
And not a life-threatening disease.
Right. And then our captain and his lover, the attendant of the flight, jumped out of the plane, which was in the process of crashing. And then we crashed here in the Bermuda Triangle.
And then I saw a giant flying lizard.
I'm telling you, that is completely impossible, Belmont. Anyway, we crash-landed on the mysterious island where a bunch of James Cagney pygmies.
Cagmies.
Yeah, yes. We are now calling them Cagmies. Thank you, Belmont. Anyway, they captured us and brought us to their goddess, who is apparently Amelia Earhart.
And then they locked us up in this cage on the outskirts of the Cagmies village.
And Mrs. Wilhelm is currently in the corner of the cage cursing our names.
Couldn't have just stayed at home, Clark. No, you couldn't have. No, a giant lizard, right? Okay, Belmont. Yeah. Halitosis, we don't know what that is. I don't
know. And the Cagmies just brought us grub.
Grub is right.
Don't complain, eat your grubs.
Wait, Belmont. Wait a second. Look, there's no bottom to this cage.
So?
Here. Help me with this. Lift with your back. Come on.
Clark, that was brilliant. I take back half of what I was just muttering about you.
All right. Follow me. But be quiet. We don't want to let the Cagmies know that we're escaping.
Hey, this is great, but... Where are we supposed to go?
We'll head east for a while until we find the wreckage of the plane. I saw an inflatable raft and some survival supplies.
But Clark, we're not headed east, we're headed west.
No, that's east.
How can you tell?
Look at that tree. See how the moss is on one side of the tree?
Yeah.
That tells us that this way is south.
So?
If that's south, then that's east. There's that old way of remembering it. Sailors never eat walnuts.
They don't?
I don't know. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. It's a pneumatic device. It's used to remember things like directions.
Oh, yeah. Like now, when I'm feeling so lost, I think ABC.
ABC?
Yeah. Always believe Clark. Oh! Ow!
What is it?
It's a hatch.
In the middle of the jungle on a mysterious island of mystery.
Ooh, let's open it.
Or we could just ignore the mysterious hatch in the middle of the jungle on the mysterious island of mystery.
But think of what could be in there. It could be treasure.
Or a polar bear.
Or food.
Or a smoke monster.
Or treasure.
Or a really unsatisfying ending.
You know... Yeah, you know, you make a good point. Let's keep moving.
Boy, I'm so hungry. I don't think I can go on.
You should have eaten some grubs.
I would have if the two of you wouldn't have eaten them all. You grabbed my grubs.
Oh, look, apples.
Look at those. They're enormous. I've never seen larger apples in my life.
Lunch is served. Oh, I have never had a better apple in my life.
Oh, it's so juicy.
What the heck was that?
I didn't hear anything.
I definitely heard something that time.
Did it sound like...
Yeah, exactly like that, Belmont.
Huh. It was probably that big lizard right over there.
It's not a big lizard. It's a small dinosaur.
Well, then it's just a baby dinosaur.
Don't be absurd. That's utterly impossible. Dinosaurs have been extinct for millions of years.
But Mrs. Wilhelm, I mean, look at it. It's one of those tricycles.
You mean it's one of those triceratopses?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Bilbo, hit it with a stick or something.
Oh, I can't do that. He's hungry. You want an apple, little guy?
Billy, don't feed it.
Hey, I think he likes me.
Belmont, he's gonna eat you.
Nah, no, Billy wouldn't eat me.
Little Billy.
Yeah, that's right. He kind of looks like me.
All right. You fed the little monster. Can we get going now?
Aw, you made him sad.
Well, we can't have that. I'm sorry, little Billy. Now, Big Billy, can we get going? We're still stranded on this island and we gotta find the wreckage.
All right, let's get going. Aw, don't cry, little Billy. Clark, look, he's following me.
Oh, great, just great. We're trapped on an island. There are Cagmies probably looking for us at this point. I'm not so sure we're headed east.
Why do you say that?
Because we're facing a giant mountain.
Oh, but we were looking for the ocean.
Exactly!
Oh, look, a cave.
Oh, I wonder what's in there. Maybe some lost pirate treasure.
Why on earth would you think that there is lost pirate treasure?
I don't know. With all the other wacky things running around this goofy island, why not some lost pirate treasure?
You know what? That's fair.
So come on and let's go spelunking.
Hang on a second, Clark. Little Billy don't want you to go in there.
The small beast seems very adamant we not go in there.
Oh, hey, what is it, boy? Did Timmy fall down the well? Should I invest all my money in Bronson and Bronson? Am I about to be visited by a tall, dark stranger? Come on! He's just a stupid dinosaur. He's not trying to warn us about anything.
Clark!
Yeah?
Those thunderous footsteps were coming from the cave.
Oh, you're being crazy. I'm sure it's nothing. It's just another silly, harmless... T-Rex!
Clock, I am not a fan of that T-Rex.
I know. I am not either.
I hate it almost as much as that Yeti.
Yes, Belmont, I remember the Yeti.
I still have the scars on the inside.
It's all right. It's all right. I think we lost him.
Oh, Clock, I think we lost Mrs. Wilhelm, too.
She will not be happy about that. I hate this island. Oh, now I'm all turned around.
Hey, I got it. We can just ask Lil Billy to help us get to the wreckage.
We are not gonna ask Lil Billy.
All right, boy, we want to go east. East. Take us east. Oh, there he goes. Let's go, Clock.
No, Belmont, don't go chasing strange dinosaurs deeper into the jungle. Belmont, get back here!
Come on, Clock! Lil Billy is taking us right to the plane! We'll be home in no time!
We'll be right back with more of the wacky supernatural misadventures of Clark and Belmont in just a moment, after a quick word from our sponsor. Need something to not get cut? Reach for Knife Be Dull. And now, back to our show, as we find our heroes still following the little dinosaur, Lil Billy, after several hours of trekking through the jungle.
You know, for once, Belmont, I may have been wrong. Your little prehistoric puppy may have saved our bacon. Oh, he just brought us right back to the village of the pygmy cagmies.
Cagmies!
Yeah, will you stop it with the cagmies?
Oh my gosh, Belmont, look!
So, it's a giant pot of stew. Large enough, I'd say, to fit an entire person. And, smells mighty good. Maybe we should have a taste.
No, you don't. Next to that. It's Mrs. Wilhelm's gigantic glasses and her gigantic purse. She'd never let go of this. I think they cooked Mrs. Wilhelm.
Cooked for her? That sure was swell of them. She said she was hungry, and running for your life sure works up an appetite.
No, not for her. I think they cooked her in this stew.
What is that?
Oh, Belmont! You're eating Mrs. Wilhelm!
Mrs. Wilhelm! Oh, no, Clock! I like the taste of Mrs. Wilhelm! She tasted like chicken. I'm becoming a cannonball!
No, you idiot! That makes you a cannonball!
That's what I said! Cannonball!
No. Cannibal.
Cannonball!
Cannibal!
Wait, what am I saying?
Cannonball.
And what are you saying?
Cannibal.
Say them one after another.
Cannonball, cannibal.
I don't know, I'm just not hearing it.
Then will you hear this?
You just ate a stew made from our beloved boss, Mrs. Wilhelm.
Oh, Clock, I think I might like to eat some more. I think Mrs. Wilhelm's stew had cumin in it. You know I love cumin.
Oh, is that what that smell is? Oh gosh, my mouth is watering.
I mean, we won't be able to rescue ourselves if we pass out from hunger.
Right. And I'm sure that Mrs. Wilhelm would want us to eat her and save ourselves. I mean, she adored us.
Adored might be a bit strong.
That's a fair point, Mrs. Wilhelm. But we better that we eat her than those freaky-looking cagmies.
Yeah, what did you say, you dirty rat?
Yeah, cagmies.
Belmont Clock.
It's actually Clock and Belmont.
Oh, look, Clock, it's Mrs. Wilhelm. Hi, Mrs. Wilhelm. Would you like some Mrs. Wilhelm stew?
No, thank you, Billy.
Wait. If you're standing right there, then who are we eating?
You're eating rat, yeah.
So it wasn't human with cumin?
No. Dirty rat stew is an ancient tradition here on the island of Por Supuesto.
Wait, we actually ended up on Por Supuesto? Maybe while we're here, we can find that doctor for you, Mrs. Wilhelm, to cure your case of halitosis.
Well, after the two of you left me to be eaten by a dinosaur, Amelia Earhart saved me in a flash of glowing white light and brought me back here. While you two dolts were out walking your little dinosaur, their doctor came to see me and he gave me a rare mint leaf to chew on. Now my breath is minty fresh.
Fresh as the dickens.
And all the while, I have had the most lovely conversation with our hostess.
You mean?
The goddess of the air and the goddess of the heart.
Amelia Earhart!
Hello, Clark. Hello, Belmont.
Hello, Miss Goddess, ma'am.
Please, call me Amelia.
It's a pleasure to meet you, Amelia, but... Oh, but I can't help but ask, how are you not dead?
Clark, it's impolite to ask a lady why she isn't dead. I learned that lesson on my first day at finishing school.
Clark! Really? Clearly, she's become an angel.
That's all right. I'll tell you what. How about I tell you over tea? Let's head to my hut. It's just over there.
Yeah, Miss Earhart. Let me hold the door for you.
That's very sweet, Belmont, but are you just opening the door for me because I'm a woman?
Oh, gosh, no. I'd open the door for you even if he was a fella. I'm bi-courteous.
All right, everyone, have a seat. Now, as you know, I was last seen in 1937 as I attempted to circumnavigate the world. But when I was flying over the Pacific, I suddenly saw this crazy ball of light right in front of me. The next thing I knew, I woke up here on this island. After a few days of running from dinosaurs and other monsters, I stumbled upon this tribe of natives. They took me in, and they were so sweet. They saw to my every need.
But how did you end up here in the Bermuda Triangle when you vanished in the Pacific?
Oh, that's an easy one. It's magic. The island has given me... The island has given me wonderful magic powers to save those who end up shipwrecked or stranded. I've become the protector of this beautiful place.
And now you live here in this amazing hut.
Yeah, Amelia, I gotta say, this place is fancier than the Ritz.
Oh, thank you. The tribe has some really incredible engineers. They built me this hut to live in, they made a shower, they made me a phonograph out of bamboo and coconuts. Why, I don't think there's anything they can't make. In fact, we're planning on developing some lovely condos over on the west side of the island.
Perfect for watching the sunset.
Oh, absolutely. Jim, would you please hold this drawing up?
Sure.
So you call that one Jim?
I call all of them Jim. It's just easier. So here on this slide, you can see our designs for our first building.
Ooh, it's just lovely. I was wondering, could you possibly...
Oh, it's going to be amazing. Now, each unit will have two bedrooms. Perfect for you two, gentlemen. 2.5 baths.
Why would anyone want half a bath?
If they're running late, half a bath takes half the time. I'm sorry about him. Please continue.
The building itself will have a pool and a gym.
Yeah?
Oh, stop. I mean a place to exercise, and you know it.
Oh. Well, that sounds lovely. But I have to ask, if you could
possibly... If there's a way you could get one of these wonderful units. Well, yes, sure. What if I told you that you could have this condo for 3 months a year? That's right. You all have lives and jobs. You don't want to move here. It's a great place to visit, but I wouldn't want to live here, am I right?
What's happening right now?
Amelia. You guys know, Amelia Earhart is offering us a deal of a lifetime. That's what's happening. Could you imagine taking the girls here for a long vacation?
Now you're talking.
Mm-hmm. Now, Miss Earhart, this presentation is lovely, but I really must insist that you
then
tell me...
Then I tell you the price for 3 months a year in paradise? Okay. You're a shrewd businesswoman, Mrs. Wilhelm. I like that. For the low cost of $500,000, I can let the three of you in on this once-in-a-lifetime offer.
$500,000?
I'm afraid we're going to have to say no, Miss Earhart, but thank you.
Oh, here comes Jim with some delicious drinks.
Clock! It's a fruity drink served in a coconut shell with tiny umbrellas. My only weakness.
We call it a palm sequesto.
Oh! Because of the pomegranate.
Precisely. Now we could talk about a payment plan.
No, we could not.
Cash then up front.
All right, this is going on long enough. Could your cake means make a raft?
Hmm?
A raft?
Why would they make a raft? It's a small island. We could just... You mean to escape the island?
That's right.
Oh, Amelia, you big goof. I can't believe I never thought of that.
After all this time, you never thought about escaping?
Shoot, no. I love it here. It's always daytime. I don't age since I'm the magical protector of this tiny slice of heaven. And you could join me 3 months for the low, low cost.
No.
Alrighty.
Say, Amelia, do you want to come back with us?
Oh, that's mighty kind of you, but I'm good here, I think. I'm going to keep developing the condos. It's a great value when you think about it.
I mean, she's got a point, Mrs. Wilhelm. Maybe you could, like, loan me the money.
No.
Alrighty.
Say, Jim, you guys ever made a raft or anything?
Nah, no raft. But we did make a yacht, though.
Out of bamboo and the coconuts and the like? Well, that's just marvelous.
We'll load it up with everything you need. Food, water. I think we even have some of the champagne left over from New Year's.
They make alcohol.
I told you, they can make anything.
By the way, Amelia, I've been meaning to ask, how do you keep out the T-Rex?
T-Rex? What T-Rex? Oh my, we've never seen that fella before.
He's gonna destroy your village!
I've not seen it! Ah, this is the end! Ah, I love you, Clark! I love you, Mrs. Wilhelm!
I love you, Belmont! I love you, Mrs. Wilhelm!
I love you, Belmont!
He's not gonna ruin my timeshare.
Wow, look at that! Amelia used the magic to turn it into a statue!
Mrs. Wilhelm?
I'm sorry I didn't say your name, Clark. I couldn't think of it at the time.
All right, fellas, time to go. Time to go before you bring any more destruction upon my island.
Yes, Mrs. Earhart.
Well, Belmont, you're ready to set sail?
Aye, aye, mon capitaine. Bye-bye, Amelia. Thanks for everything.
Thanks for the hooch.
Take care of little Billy for me. I'm gonna miss that little guy.
Farewell, tiny dreams, Kegnes. Boys, I'll be right back.
Oh my gosh, Belmont, look!
It's those giant flying lizards!
Yeah. They're what are they called? Pterodactyles? Oh, Mrs. Wilhelm, look, it's a flock of... Oh, dear Lord, what are you wearing?
What? Amelia lent me a bathing costume. I'm going to enjoy soaking up the sun.
Cannot unsee!
I want to go back to the island!
Boys! Where are you going?
We're gonna live with the Kegmies!
Cannot unsee! Cannot unsee!
But alas, we must go. We hope you enjoyed our little radio show. If life gets depressing, look back on tonight and remember how we held up with all of our might.
So let's roll up the carpet and tuck in the kids. We had us some good times without any bids. Be sure to come back and then we'll have us a row.
Here at the Bronson's Lozenges Astounding Imagination Showcase Extravaganza Radio Show. That's right, the Bronson's Lozenges Astounding Imagination Showcase Extravaganza Radio Show. This was a Bronson's Lozenges Astounding Imagination Showcase Extravaganza Radio Show.